We're here at the Orion Sports Performance Centre at Heriot Watt University, where the Team GB Paralympic skiers have been kitted out for the upcoming Milano Cortina Winter Games 2026. I'm delighted to be joined by Britain's most successful winter Paralympian, Mena Fitzpatrick, and her guide, Katie Guest. So thank you both of you for joining me on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having us.
So you have a lot of experience, Mena. When did you first compete?
So my first Paralympics was in 2018 in Pyeongchang, South Korea. So this will technically be my third Games, but yeah, really excited for Cortina.
Am I right in saying in 2018 you came away with a gold medal?
Yes.
I'd have just stopped there.
Yeah, some people have said that. Yeah, me and my guide Jen came away with a bronze, two silvers and a gold, which was more than anything we could have imagined. But yeah, I got the bug, kept the bug, and wasn't ready to hang up my ski boots, so kept going.
And obviously in the run-up to this one, I believe you get injured in December.
Yes.
And have you made a full recovery, or are you carrying a little bit of an injury?
So unfortunately in December, I tore my ACL in my left knee. So not ideal at all. So I've been, yeah, off the skis, like doing rehab in the gym with my S&C coach and stuff like that, and then recently been back on skis indoors in Manchester.
And it's holding up okay?
It is, yes, yeah, pretty confident. I wear a brace now for skiing, so it's just getting used to that and how that feels, really.
Can you tell us what the events are you're competing in, please?
So I think we're competing in all five. So we do the downhill, the Super G, the Super Combined, the Giant Slalom and the Slalom.
So a lot of events.
Busy, busy.
A lot over the...
And are your family both coming out to watch, cheer you on?
Yeah, my parents are coming out to watch for some of it, yeah. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, my whole family are coming out. They'll be screaming us through the finish line, I think.
For anyone that hasn't heard of you, I'm sure there is someone out there somewhere.
Probably, yeah.
What's your sight loss?
So I've got a condition called congenital retinal folds, which is basically the retina has folded over the macula, which is what takes in the detail. So I have no useful sight in the left eye, and then about 5% with about 10 degrees of vision in my right. So not a lot. Basically, when I'm skiing down, I can basically see white and then the bright jacket of Katie in front.
That leads me on nicely. Katie, is this your first Winter Games as a guide?
This would be my first one. Unfortunately, in Beijing, I tested positive for COVID, so was unable to attend. Did do the kitting out at home, but so this
after
will be the first
4 years of training, they didn't let you go. That would have killed me.
I know. I only joined the program midway through that cycle, so it was a year and a bit of training. So I think it was unfortunate because we'd won gold in the World Champs just leading into the Games, so we were in for a really good shout. And then I think it's heartbreaking.
You must be raring to go this time then. I mean, all the more to you this time.
Yeah, I think so. I think when I set foot in the village, I think I'll start getting in, like feeling super, super excited. But it's still coming back with Mena, and we're trying to sort out some comms and some cues and getting back into training.
Now, we're here for the kitting out today. You just mentioned about bright colours, because Kate from Paralympic GB, when we were looking through the rack of all the stuff, the gear, she was saying that you had a specific colour that you would like Katie to wear. Was it an orange or a pink, just because it was so bright?
Yeah, so I really like bright colours, so either orange or bright pink, but fluoro colours. It just really stands out to the white of the snow, and it's not a colour that you would naturally see in that environment, so it really sticks out.
But it's not the sort of thing most people would think about. There's so many fine details goes into making a champion skier.
Yeah, and certainly with different lights as well. I really struggle going from sun to shade.
Okay.
So I'm pretty much completely blind because my eyes can't adjust quickly enough if it's really sun shady. So yeah, having as bright a colour as possible does really help in those moments.
What's it like in this stage then? Most of the hard work's been done already. Sure, you wish you could get on the plane tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, we go out to do our final preparation camp. For me, usually going into a Games, it's a bit of a chill time, bit of a ski, just to get the feelings and try out all the kit and all this sort of stuff. But this time, because we haven't been able to train as much as and race as much as we want to, we've got to make the most out of the training and try and build up that confidence that they have been lost in it within the injury side of things.
And obviously you've been trying on various items today. Well, describe it to the listeners. What's it like? Are you pleased with it?
Yeah, there's some really, really nice stuff. And yeah, it's really exciting to wear the Paralympics GB logo and the flags. Really,
there's some tactile bits on the kit as well, I believe.
Yeah, there's some bits that you can feel the patches of the like flags. And
what's better is you get to keep it as well.
Yes. Yeah, so that's the fun bit of being part of the Paralympics. Like, you do get the kit. Yeah, you get to feel part of this big team and wear all the same stuff.
Now, said in the intro, you're the most decorated winter Paralympian, but you have just come back from injury.
Yeah.
Do you have a target?
To be honest, pushing out that start gate for me at the moment, but we'll do everything that we could possibly do to do our best.
And I've asked everyone this, what speeds will you be hitting on that slope?
Oh, I can't remember. We did a test event there, but I couldn't actually tell you what speed they are. I think...
Yeah, I can't remember. I know in Beijing, me and Gary hit around about 90 kilometres an hour in the downhill.
Wow.
Which is... and I think we'll probably go... Well, hopefully go a little bit faster, or, like, depending on the course, obviously. But yeah, we'll certainly... be scarily fast anyway.
Well, on behalf of RNIB Connect Radio, we wish you both the best of luck and hope you return home with a pile of medals.
Perfect. Thank you very much.